Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Well, Dana, it's good to have you back. Thanks so much for sharing about Barry last time and your husband, Scott, how thankful you are for him. So again, let's start this one with what's another thing that's on your mind you're thankful for you can share with us.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. I would say at this time, you know, here we are 2021 and we've had this year of the pandemic. So for me, I'm really grateful that we, our little, you know, household here, it's me and my husband, my two dogs, and my mom lives with us. She's 83. We've been in a position to be able, my husband and I, to work from home, you know, to be safe. And my mom is here. And so she's been able to be safe. And we've all made it through healthy. And my mom's had both of her shots already. And it looks like, you know, we could possibly be getting ours very soon based on kind of where we are today. Looks like there'll be a lot of vaccine that's coming out by the end of May, and this is March. So it's like we're seeing the end in sight, and that feels really good.
Oh, it does. Yeah, my mom is 87, and she just got her second one shot, so that we really do need to be grateful for that. So, well, thanks for sharing that, Dana. So tell us about another small-time leader in your life.
So I wanted to share with you a little bit about a leader that I worked with who was one of my peers. Her name is Lucia. And she was the best peer I ever had. And, you know, in all of the years that I worked in the corporate world, you know, I worked with a lot of great people. And, you know, but Lucia was kind of in a different category on her own. For one thing, she's just a really good person. But, you know, if you've ever done the StrengthsFinders tool, the assessment, one of the gifts, one of the strengths that she has is a woo. And it's W-O-O, and it stands for winning others over. And Lucia is just so good at, you know, meeting people and everybody liking her, and she likes them right away, and building rapport. And even when she has to deliver really rough news, you know, having maybe someone is being terminated or somebody didn't get selected for a job they posted for, whatever it might be, you know, she can really make people feel good.
Yeah.
Even in bad news. And I learned a lot from her. She had a lot of strengths that I didn't have. I would never put myself in the category of a woo. And I certainly didn't score that way. But I liked kind of watching her with the skill set she had, because it helped me develop some of my skills. That kind of, we were complementary of one another in the strengths that we had. It was a great way to kind of learn how to do that. We sat next together for many years. Our offices were beside each other. So it gave me a great opportunity to develop.
That's after you'd met Barry and you'd moved on kind of to this new position. So what position were you in? Kind of what were your responsibilities at that time when you met Lucia and became part of your life?
Yeah, this was actually in Texas at the time. And it was after I had worked for Barry. Lucia and I were operations managers in a very large contact center. And it was a bilingual contact center, and she spoke Spanish, but I did not. But we were both managers and had supervisors that reported to us, and all of the supervisors had customer service representatives that reported to us. So we have, you know, peaks and valleys. There are times where the call center gets super, super busy. Sometimes you anticipate that, and other times you don't see it coming. You know, so we kind of adapted, and my skill set was kind of more in the, at that time, I would say, was definitely more in sort of the hard skill set of the mechanics of the operation. And hers was in calming the operation. And then when things got to a good point, she would always be good about allowing me and partnering with me to do something fun. Because I do feel like within the workplace, from time to time, you've got to have some fun. You have to lighten up. It can't be serious all the time. And so she was always my partner at Halloween. We would dress up together. So she was the Cher to my Sunny. I was a sun, a literal sun, and she was a rainbow. I was a penny and she was a peso. We would always get like dressed up together and kind of go out and pass out candy to everybody and do some fun things. And different times we would just get like desserts or cut some kind of snack and just take it around on a cart and serve everybody. And we would just do that together and have a little bit of conversation. So again, we could kind of bring some fun and bring something happy to the environment because it was, you know, it's a hard environment to work in. It can be, it's not always, but it can be kind of constant call after call after call. Sometimes you don't even get a break to breathe. And so, you know, whatever you can do to make it good and fun and show people how much you appreciate them goes a long way. So she was really good about that.
You've said, and we talked about how the employees model the behavior of the leadership team. And so it sounds like they saw that in you and all that really lifts people up. And so what were some of the principles or ideas you guys kind of share together that if someone has a fast-paced environment in their workplace that they could do or consider as far as helping people feel more engaged in a crazy world as we're, and call centers are now virtual too. So, wow, you know, it's a big different
even
world.
Harder to engage.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk about a little about that, kind of what you learned there that would still apply today.
I think a big thing in that kind of an environment is to recognize people for good work. There's a saying, I don't know who said it, but what gets recognized gets repeated. What gets rewarded gets repeated. So we were really good about recognizing, rewarding great calls when people, you know, serve the customer very well. Because sometimes, you know, it can be really hard if people are in dire straits. We want to help them to the best of our ability. So we would do recognition programs and listen to calls and then go out and kind of spotlight someone if they had a really good call and delivered some great service. And it could be sometimes even with just like a balloon and a picture, you know, we'll post the picture on the wall. And other times it might have been something more like swag, like a t-shirt or something nice for their desk that shows all of their peers, you know, that they had a great call. And again, that is a little harder now that we're virtual, but there are ways that you can still recognize that reward system through badging and certainly through emails and through team meetings and calling out someone and recognizing great behavior. Now, between the, you know, all of the calls that we would do, you know, I would should say in addition to like the calls that we would do too, we also had the supervisor group and they were responsible from anywhere between 10 and 20 representatives, depending on just what was going on in the teams and the makeup of the individuals. And so the supervisors, we, you know, it was our responsibility to develop them, just as I talked about how Barry developed me. And I should say too, like Lucy and I, we had a great leader. His name was Ed. And he was wonderful and a great role model for us and really empowered us. He was not in the same building that we were in. So he was states away, but really empowered us to do great work.
So you were working virtual back then with him away. And
Yeah. Our office was in Texas. His was in Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say a good chunk of my career, I always had people in other locations. Yeah. For years and years. And, you know, we always had the tools, like we had Skype, much like Zoom, and, you know, we could still see each other and have meetings and that kind of thing.
Yeah. As we're kind of wrapping things up here, what would you encourage the listeners in their leadership? And if they're in a place where they have a team, they're trying to keep going in this crazy new environment we have. So,
yeah, I would definitely say, collaborate, you know, and I felt Lucy and I were great collaborators with one another, but, you know, collaborate because you can leverage not only each other's strengths, but, you know, your ideas, because meeting with your people, having good conversations, understanding what it is that they hope to get out of their careers, and then developing them. And I would say one great thing that we did with our supervisor group one time, the big wigs, so to speak, were coming into town, the bank president, yeah. And, you know, a lot of the large executives were coming in. And we allowed our supervisors, and we prepped for this and we practiced, and because we wanted it to be great. We wanted to shine the light on them. But there were several of them that took a piece of a presentation and talked about our community and talked about our building and our types of calls, because it was new and it was bilingual. This was the first bilingual center. And, you know, just the different things that we face now being a bilingual center, different from some of the other experiences that we'd had. But they, you know, highlighted some high points about the city and just some of our employees too. And it was wonderful. I mean, it was so well received. I was so proud as we, you know, we're watching it happen and everything. And when it was over, just the feeling that we felt together of this sense of accomplishment and pride for our people was really, really rewarding. You know, and I would say, you know, my experience with Lucia told me and taught me really, don't go it alone. You know, you can go it alone. It's never going to be as good. Yeah. Never.
Dana, thanks so much for sharing the story about Lucia and the reminder that don't go it alone. Two are better than one, and find someone to partner with you. From what I heard you say, that complements you and kind of fills those gaps so the people below you can see a team working together. And that's what creates great engagement environments. So as we close down, if people like to get in touch with you, we have some show notes, of course, but tell them how they could reach you about your new book, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay, thank you. So VogelmeyerConsulting.com is my website. And you can also contact me at Dana@VogelmeyerConsulting.com. That's probably the two easiest ways. Obviously, I'm on all the social media platforms just using my name. My book is probably going to come out in April or May. And it is a compilation of things that I think take like stories that show and demonstrate great leadership. And it's different competencies. You know, one that we talk about a lot is communication. And just, you know, here's a way where it went really well and here's a way where it went really wrong. And so it helps people kind of see the difference.
And do you have a title for the book yet?
I do. And my title is One Leader Can Change the World, Be the One.
Dana, thank you for reminding us that one leader can change the world, and it has for you in your life. And thanks for being a guest, a wonderful guest on Small Time Leader.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.